Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, here we go. It is Thanksgiving week, and we are live at Helen Fitzgerald's. We've been talking about this for a while. It's the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses. Sue, how are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
Did you have a good weekend?
I really did. It went fast. We put up Christmas lights.
We put up Christmas.
How about it?
We didn't, you know, the lights came on a couple of weeks ago, and I admitted last week I flipped early, but we did unpack Christmas right around this very moment. Actually, it was supposed to happen 45 minutes ago. My son and his girlfriend and my grandson were supposed to land at Lambert.
Oh.
Hopefully they are en route right now. But, yeah, we pulled I spent the whole Saturday just kind of cleaning stuff and then pulling everything out of the unfinished area of the basement, and it's going to look fantastic. Now, I told you, I got two fake trees, then I got to get the real trees.
Well, see, as real tree people, we have to wait, and they don't go on sale until the day after Thanksgiving.
So, really, you're going to have to wait until
then?
There's got to be some places you can get them this week.
Well, I haven't found it, and we like the Lutherans. Okay,
well, you know, the listeners are usually ones to guide us, and here's the deal. We wanted to do it with Evan and Idris and Natalie because – you know, we could start a new tradition. But anyway, we're off and running here. I had a terrible weekend, but thank you for asking.
Why? Well, don't tell me it was fantasy football.
Well, no, actually, I think I won fantasy football. Thank you for asking, Sue. She always asks first thing on Monday.
It's my own fault.
I don't think I would let fantasy football ruin my whole weekend.
Really?
Well, last year I won a beef thing because I was in competition. But, no, I won one of my games. But, again, Sue is so interested in this. I love that. Don't you, Ethan?
Question. Did Phil Handyman come over and fix the
toilet? Oh, this is an even better story.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you brought this up.
Thank you.
Because what we had was a bit of a crisis in the Reardon household. We have both guest rooms being occupied, one in the basement by the son and the grandchild and the girlfriend, the one upstairs by my son in Chicago, right outside of the restroom where my daughter is. And what was happening, to repeat the facts of the case, is that I had somehow fixed the handle. I don't even know how I did that, but I...
You fixed it.
Well, the handle I fixed, the handle part.
Okay.
But what was happening is, in other words, the handle was broke too. Okay.
Of course.
Phil Handyman says, you could probably do that. I'm like, okay. So it took about 2 months, and then I did it. But it was still making this awful squeaking noise, right?
Yeah.
So I texted Phil Handyman. That's not his name, but we call him Phil Handyman
because
he's a handyman. And he said, send me a picture. So I sent him a picture. He goes, you see that little thing, that little valve thing? No.
Oh.
It's right on top of there. Okay, yeah, now I see it.
Okay.
He goes, straighten that thing out. Make it straight.
Yeah?
And then I flush it. It's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
I fixed something, Sue. I did something
that
manly.
That should be a good weekend.
Oh my gosh, it should be a good weekend. But then my car, which is broken down twice,
again,
it's in the shop today. I swear to God. So that's, I know. Look at me. Judge, if you will. This is what happens.
I feel badly, but
no, you don't. Because
you
I bought an expensive car, and I brought it on myself. And I knew this going in when I bought this car. I knew the reputation.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Justified,
don't go to the UK and get a car made. That's all I'm going to tell. I'm going back to the Germans or The Japanese. How about that?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the world's smallest violin I hear? Is
I don't even want to hear about it.
Just in the distance.
I think I hear it.
Well, my brand went woke with the pink Jaguar anyway, so that's, I guess, something I should be happy about. Look, we're here for different reasons, not just to bitch about my car problems and talk about grandchildren and things like that, but we've been promoting this for a while. It's a live broadcast here from Helen Fitzgerald's. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock. Now, this is the official Guns N' Roses weigh-in ceremony. We have tickets that we've been giving away on the air, but Ethan, I am told that we have tickets right here on site. So if you would like to win a four-pack, you have to be here. We're registering people. I don't know how we're doing that, but I have confidence that Trisha is going to handle that. And then if you come in, get here early for the weigh-in, you can win a four-pack of tickets. Now, Jesse Finney is sitting right next to us. He has wasted a considerable part of his day listening to me go on and on about my car problems.
Sorry, but he is the
vice president of Guns N' Roses, and he's going to lay out what we're going to experience here today. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing great. I got some questions for you, though.
Thank you. I bet you do.
I mean, how old are you with all these grandchildren? You look like you're 40.
I just have one.
Bless you for saying
that. I am not 40. You can add two to that, and that's where you're going to get me. But yeah, and this, the grandchild was kind of a surprise. I have two children, and then I have a 10-year-old little girl too, and I have a 15-month-old grandchild. So we're all over the place.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen the grandbaby in a while, and he can talk,
he's so
and he's tall and all kinds of stuff. So I'm very excited for it. But this is exciting. This is a great day. First of all, I haven't been to Helen's in a while. This place is awesome. I know my Steelers fans come here all the time for football on a Thursday or a Saturday, Sunday or Monday, because we have football on every day of the week, it seems like, right now. How long have you been with Guns N' Roses?
This is my 15th year with Budweiser Guns N' Roses, and it's been an amazing experience. And it's kind of crazy because you've seen it, you know, just grow and grow and grow, and been quite the experience this last 15 years.
So your background, Jesse, is what? Are you in law enforcement or related fields or not? You just involved from a philanthropic standpoint.
So a little bit about my background. I own Shamrock Fighting Championships. I've been in the fight business since for almost 30 years.
Okay.
And then I got involved with Guns N' Roses 15 years ago.
I got you.
So, I mean, I'm in the promotion business. We had a show this weekend in Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. We were sold out. So that was – then.
So
here
you're
we
a modern-day Don King is what you're saying,
that's
right?
That's what I
don't know.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. So, I mean, I wouldn't trade it. Never – I don't have family in law enforcement, no first responders, nobody and nobody in my family. It's just a passion of mine, and I believe to give back, and this is my way of giving back to the community. And with everything with first responders they went through with – for so many years, and I think I'm more passionate now than I've ever been.
That's
so it's
excellent.
Great.
I have a question. These are firefighters and policemen. How do they learn to fight? Do they have trainers? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Let's talk about it. So everybody that's involved in this is all volunteers. So they have volunteer. I own a gym as well called Finney's MMA. We offer our gym services as well, and then there's all types of other gyms across St. Louis region that trains these guys for free. They train. I mean, professional trainers all do this for free. It's all volunteers. Over 300 volunteers.
Great.
It's if you look back at, I mean, I'm very proud of it because I came from the old school of these guys of, you know, Merle Taylor and Steve Holly and all these guys, and they knew me. I was a little baby, and now here we're just continuing this tradition further on and keep pushing it. And it's amazing when everybody gives back, and it's just their time to give back to the community of St. Louis. And hey, I think we're going in a very positive way right now.
So what's going to happen here this afternoon at 4 o'clock? Explain the weigh-in process, and will there be a little trash talking? Am I going to have to, like, break up a scuffle? I can do that if you want me to. Look at my size. Impending size and muscular physique, Jesse. I know I can help.
I was going to talk to you about that. I'd recommend you stay out of it. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got that. So what they're going to do is they're going to step on the scales for the first time and make their weight. So that's all sanctioned through Missouri Athletic Commission, who's here. And then we have a great athletic commission in the state of Missouri, I can tell you that. There's Missouri, like, you understand that there's laws in every state that are different. Well, we have laws in Missouri for boxing, kickboxing, MMA that we have to follow as well, and they regulate us.
I don't think I really even knew that.
Wow,
so that, some of that is in state statutes, you're saying.
All of it's state statutes.
Wow.
All
of it. That's very interesting.
Just like speed limits, anything else.
So on the weigh-in, though, I mean, everybody is in a different weight class, right? Are there decisions that get made during the weigh-in, or is this just making it official?
So I'll break it down for you. We start this process in February. We get this going in February right after this event. And then we'll go February, and then we'll start to get some matchups going. The guys train in the gyms in June, July, August, September. They have a tryout, essentially, at the end of October. There's a committee of us that we watch them fight, and then we try to match them fairly accordingly.
So that tryout was just a few weeks ago, you're saying?
That tryout was about a month ago.
Okay,
about 3 weeks ago,
right.
3 weeks
so
a month.
So you really do see how they do, and then that's why they're well-matched.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is. So then we try to match them as close as we can as possible. A lot of these guys, and this will be on some heartstrings, a lot of these guys are like, listen, I don't care what it is, I just want to give back to the cause.
Yeah.
You know, and like there's so many people in this that you see these guys are like, listen, this is something I want to do. But then, you know what, when you get in there and it's like, okay, now I'm fighting in front of 22,000 people,
right, right.
You know, 20,000
yes.
people now.
Yeah,
and I don't want to lose and have to hear about it on Thanksgiving either. So
right.
It's great. And
are there – see, I'm ignorant on a lot of these. Are there knockouts?
Yes.
There
oh,
are.
Yeah.
If you get on that stage – tonight,
someone
breaking up a fight,
you
might get knocked out.
So. I didn't know, you know, because there's, well, everyone's wearing headgear, right?
No.
They're not.
No.
See a little I know? There's no headgear?
Yeah, we're educating.
We're fighting.
We're fighting, baby. So
wow,
what's going to happen here? I'll break this down for you. Okay, we're going to have.
I need a lot broken down. I don't know if you've sensed that here. We may need more than 3 hours, but go ahead.
It's just like your car.
It's broken
is
down.
Like my car.
Yeah,
where is my bell?
Jesse's right on the clip of the show.
You're
keeping
is.
Up with the tempo. That's great. All right, so go ahead.
So we are going to break these guys. These guys are going to come on the scales. Mm-hmm. They're going to step on the scale and make weight. They have to be within 10 pounds of each other.
Okay.
Which most of them are really good at that.
Okay.
They're going to make weight. They're going to face off. There's going to be a bunch of police and firefighters going to make a lot of noise, yell and scream, and take a lot of photos. And then it's going to be a great experience for everybody here at Helen Fitzgerald's, for the fans, the fighters, the families, everybody.
Awesome.
Then once that happens, then they can go and rehydrate. And then, then they'll get there at, I think, 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and then we will start the process. And then we are going to have 12 fights. We'll have 10 boxing, and we'll have two mixed martial arts bouts as well.
Whoa.
We will have 6 fights on TV. And then we'll have one MMA bout on TV. We will have a back-to-back. It's called a doubleheader,
mm-hmm.
where we're bringing someone from Kansas City down to fight one of us.
Oh, yeah, we heard about this a little
KC versus
Chief Brown last week.
Yeah.
Right, that's fun.
KC versus St. Louis.
Yeah.
So then it's going to be a back and forth. So basically they're going to fight for a minute. They'll step out for a minute, and someone else will step back in for a minute.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes,
Whoa.
It's everybody loves it.
Yeah, that's
everybody.
Awesome.
Our viewership goes through the roof on Fox 2. That night.
Awesome.
Yeah, so then we'll have a mixed martial arts battle on there as well. It's going to be an amazing night.
So what is the time frame from start to finish? Because you wrap relatively earlier, and you try to keep to a schedule because of Thanksgiving, don't you?
Well, and TV.
Yeah, right.
So,
okay,
I mean,
that helps.
I mean, we have to. So we start at 5 o'clock, and then the doors open at 4:30. The first bell will be at 5:15, and then we will have, I think, six fights on the undercard.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that one.
That's all right.
And then we will take about a 15 to 20 minute break before the main event starts at 6:30. We'll go right on Fox 2.
Nice.
And 6:30, and then at 9 o'clock we're done.
We have some tickets we're giving away here this afternoon for people who want to show up. But is the event, is it close to a sellout? Are there tickets available?
We have less than 1,000 tickets right now left.
So it's likely it always sells out. This is a big event.
And I got to tell you. It has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And, you know, now the FanDuel came on, then maybe that can help with your fantasy football.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, there
please,
you go.
Please.
I talk about underdog fantasy, but thank you very much.
Hey.
Sue loves talking. Jesse, can we talk a little fantasy football here? Because
that's
I love
great.
Just putting her through the pain. No, anyway, go ahead. They're a sponsor. That's awesome.
Give them a little plug. They came on this year for $300,000.
Nice.
Yeah, so they came on. So this year we looked at, you know, continue. We've given them $1 million the last 3 years in a row. We've raised $13 million.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
37th year.
Wow.
Do you provide the ice on Thanksgiving morning for limbs and cheeks and stuff like that or not? Is that not part of the deal?
Well, they got to look in their disclaimer that they sign right now. that's on them. Yeah. But no, it's a great event. It's a great tradition in St. Louis. We're lucky to have this. And I can tell you, I mean, there are a few other cities that try this. There's nothing that even comes close to what
Seriously.
We do. And I'm bragging here for a second. But
no, but you should because it's unique.
But hold on. I want to say this. I'm bragging on our city.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I'm bragging on our first responders.
Yeah.
And I'm bragging on all the 300-plus volunteers we have as well. And I'm going to say this. If it wasn't for our executive director, Steve Holly, who's the heartbeat of this organization, who got me involved in this organization, you know, 15 years ago, you know what's quite on? I might have been sitting at this table.
Really?
I really think I
That's
was.
That's kind of funny,
It's kind of bizarre, actually. Yes, I mean, I don't know if we would all be here, and he's just, he's the heartbeat. He is the godfather of it all.
Awesome. Well, have fun.
Wait, can I have asked another question?
Ask as many as you want.
Sorry, I'm a pain.
You're not a pain.
Over the years, over these 30-some-odd years, who has the best record? Is it firemen? Is it police? Who's winning?
First question, Sue.
First responders, families.
Good answer.
That's perfect. He's a pro.
He is a pro.
What can we say? All right, Jesse, thanks so much for swinging by. I think we have kind of the scene set at Helen Fitzgerald. There's a lot of people here. Sue, you were even saying, like, parking in the parking lot wasn't easy. But the weigh-in's going to start here in about 40, 45 minutes or so. Jesse Finney, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. Thank
you,
guys.
We're going to balance some of the topics today with some content in the political world. Dave Strom from HotAir.com is coming up. We've spent some time with Chief Brown, the former Eureka Fire Chief. I think he's going to come by for a visit. We have a live Sue's News, if you'd like to see that done at Helen Fitzgerald's. We'll have Dennis Hancock, who is my St. Louis County Councilman, come by. There's some questions about, you know, property tax refunds and things along those lines that I want to ask him. He's running for St. Louis County Executive as well. I wish Cusimano could be here in person, but he's going to be on the phone. We'll talk a little Mizzou and Blues and NFL football as well. We're off and running here. We're live at Helen Fitzgerald's on this Guns and Hoses week, I suppose we should say. We got David Strom coming back in a moment on 97.1 FM Talk.
You do a live broadcast. Sometimes you don't know you're live on the air like you do in the studio.
Holy
That's
Toledo.
What I'll tell you. Hey, you're on the air, Reardon. Stop yapping at the other people at the desk. So I don't even know if we have our guest on the line. Ethan, can you confirm that we have David Strom on the line? Because that kind of caught me off guard that we were coming back here. So I honestly don't know if that's the case.
He says yes.
Okay, good. It's just a little confusing. David Strom from HotAir.com. David, are you there? How are you this afternoon?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Sounds great. So we do this really cool thing in St. Louis. It's going to take place on Wednesday night. It's called Guns and Hoses. It's at our big – what's the big hockey venue that you have up there in Minneapolis? What's that called?
We've got an arena in St. Paul that has changed its name like 1,000 times.
Like the Excel Center, maybe, Ethan? So,
yeah, there you go.
We have the Enterprise Center, and what happens here, and this has become an amazing tradition, they raise a lot of money for first responders. Firefighters and police officers, men and women, battle in the boxing ring against one another. So that's why it's called Guns and Hoses, and we raise a lot of money. So we're doing a live broadcast because in about 20 minutes, a half an hour, they're going to do the weigh-in for the event. And Strom, these people take it very seriously. They've been in training for months, and it's all for Backstoppers, which is a great organization. So that's why I was a little confused, just because we're on remote this afternoon, which does happen. But how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
You're punch drunk.
Yeah, exactly. How are things up there?
Well, we're going to get our first real snow tomorrow. So all that teasing you do about how many feet of snow we're under, we're going to get about 3 inches,
I'm told.
You're going
to finally get some. All right, well, let's talk. Have you dug into the whole Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump kerfuffle or not?
I have to admit that Marjorie Taylor Greene has only been on my radar to the extent that she pops up on X. And, you know, lately she seems to have drifted away, not just from MAGA, but from conservatism.
Yeah, it's been a weird thing. And, you know, there are points that I think are legitimate that Marjorie Taylor Greene is making, but she said so many things that are sort of disqualifying in the past that I don't know what to make of it. And, you know, I guess I think of it this way. The same sort of thing happened with Elon. You know, once you break bad on Trump, well, he's not going to be kind to you, and he's going to break bad. And then, you know, I guess this happened after I left the air on Friday. She decided that she's not going to run for re-election. So I thought that was interesting, too. Maybe she could be on The View. She seems to like The View. Maybe she can be on The View, David.
Well, that's why I said she seems to have drifted from conservatism. I don't worry too much when someone gets into a kerfuffle with Trump because, you know, about half the time it's performative for him. He's just sort of beating back, as you've seen with Elon. They're now kissed and made up. So, you know, I'm looking more at her and just the kind of crazy things that she occasionally says. So I've never been hostile to her, but I've never thought that she was exactly a leading intellectual light of conservatism. Right.
No, and I think that's fair. I want to walk you into, you wrote a column about Americanness, and I want to lead into it this way. This is the number one question I've been asking listeners, but also guests in the past week, and I got into it even more over the weekend. Have you watched any of Ken Burns' The American Revolution?
Oh, only the clips. After I saw that the American system of government really was just cribbing off the Algonquins, I thought, well, I probably don't want to watch this.
Okay, well, the thing is, let me just say this. There's a little wokeness, okay? And there's no doubt that it covers a wide range of topics, including slavery and Native Americans. But I think it's important. And, you know, when you see the success that Washington has, time and time again, he's defeated, and time again, they come back. How we won that war, how we're a country right now is really, it's unbelievable. But explain the column that you wrote in how this argument is kind of raging on X and with conservatives about whether or not our country is defined by creed or what is typically put in terms of blood and soil.
Yeah, I have to find a better way of phrasing the blood and soil. Because it has been tainted by the association with Nazism. But blood and soil just basically means, a people that has been defined by ethnicity, common religion. If you go back before the time of the Nazis, it was just a description of what, Wilson described as sort of peoples who should be able to determine their own futures rather than the old European way of, there being kings who exchange territory every once in a while. In Spain and the Netherlands were connected for, centuries just because, they had a king who married this person and all of that. And, now we look at the Netherlands and say, well, it doesn't belong with Spain because that's a distinct thing. And the question is, to what extent is America driven by a set of ideals or, an American creed or an American civil religion? And to what extent is it something that's more like what European countries are?
Yeah. And well, I think my answer would be hopefully the former, but I'm fearing that the latter is taken over, especially because of all the migration. And that's some of the things that you made the point of. You know, one of the key words in what you wrote, you might have even mentioned this here a minute ago, and this is what I think is frustrating to a lot of us who would welcome immigrants with open arms and give them the opportunity, the path that we have to, freedom in this country. But assimilation is a key word there. And that, yeah, that's the part that gets lost in all of the modern day discussions on migrants. And if there was an effort, you could still have your culture. A lot of people have their culture, but they've, sure, assimilated and wanted to be part of our culture, part of the American culture, right?
Well, yeah, that's the key thing, is that America is not a blood and soil, country in the way that most are. On the other hand, there is something that holds us together, which is this common creed, common culture. And so, you look at people who come in, when you hear Italian Americans or Irish Americans saying, I'm proud of my Irish roots or I'm proud of my Italian roots. Still, when World War II came along, the Italians were fighting on our side. The Germans were in America were fighting on our side because they were Americans first. And, they were talking about, food, dress, dances, all that, but they bought into the American ideal. And the problem with mass migration, which is what we have right now, is that we're getting these indigestible lumps. The example that's most clear to me, because I live in Minnesota, is Somali, where, yeah, you will, yeah, go. There is so little overlap in the Venn diagram between, Minnesota, America, and then the Somalis who live here, that, they're just, they don't want to be Americans. They're politicians who get elected specifically campaign, not just in Somali, which is not in and of itself a bad thing, but when they're speaking to Somalis and Somalians, they're campaign is, I'm loyal to Somalia.
Yeah, you said that there's even a little, it's called Little Mogadishu, right? This section, yeah, in Minneapolis. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, listen, I'd love to talk more, but I have to stay on the clock, and I probably got to you late, so I apologize for that, because we have this this live broadcast. You, David Strom, enjoy your snow. You have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. That's David Strom from hotair.com. I feel like I gave him short shrift today, but I didn't mean to do that.
All right.
We got traffic. Then we're coming back with more. I think it's former Chief Greg Brown, who was the chief in Eureka, who does a great job of painting,
yes,
why we're here for Guns N' Hoses in the way. And by the way, you still have time to qualify for the tickets that we're giving away at 4 o'clock. That's coming up.
No, don't grab
Sue's. We're live on the air. Why would we want to do that? I don't think we'd want to do that. So hold on here. We're going to kind of get back into the segment and hopefully get back on track here. So I was telling Sue this story just quickly because Greg offered me some great advice here. We have the former Eureka fire chief. Greg, you were a firefighter for how long?
43 years.
43 years.
Yeah.
You have a little expertise, yes, in that area.
A little,
right?
little bit.
Which departments? Variety or?
Eureka, and I was with Fenton for a little bit.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all in that area. So
yep.
Your area. Might what? I point out.
What's that?
Fenton. Your area.
Fenton High Ridge.
Yes.
Right. So I just had a bunch of repairs done on my stupid car. Friday night, I go get some Chinese food, and I get back in the car, and it smelled a little different than Chinese food would. So I really was confused. And I'm like, I think I trust my nose. So I go into the garage, and I see, like, a little smoke coming out from the, the windshield in front of the engine. So I popped open the hood, and Greg said, what? Tell me your advice. Your advice is absolutely on point, so give it to me right here.
Advice,
and tell me how stupid I was.
My advice is, if you smell smoke, do not pull your car into the garage and open the hood.
That is excellent advice, Greg.
Yes, it
and
is.
I wish I was smart enough to not know that, and it all makes perfect sense to me now that you've said it and reminded me, because it should have been the thing that my wife said. What are you doing? Don't open the hood. So, yes, and Sue, as we were coming back on the air, did they say what it was? They did. I don't know what they said. I just said fix it. I'm at the point where I'm like, fix it.
You've gone beyond caring.
Yes. Let's talk about this event. And, Greg, you've been great on the last couple of weeks, really kind of expressing your passion and your inspiration for what is all going to happen, not only today, but on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night at Enterprise Center. So all those years in the fire service, when did you get your involvement here with Guns N' Roses? Was it pretty much from the beginning?
No, not the beginning. It was probably about 10, 11 years in. I started going back in 1995. I actually got really involved in 1998. I fought in 98 and in 2000.
Love that.
Yeah, and since then
what
I've been...
What happened in 99? What happened?
Took a year off. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it takes you a little while to recuperate
stuff
like that. So
I get it. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And, you know, I moved back to St. Louis in 2006 and I was unfamiliar with the event because it had kind of started and really started to take off and get momentum after I had left in the mid 90s. So then when
Absolutely.
I came back here and I started hearing about this and I was on KMOX at the time and we promoted it, I'm like, wow, this thing is a big, big deal. It just keeps growing, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, I told you before, it's like a Las Vegas championship fight. I mean, you look at the weigh-ins we're here at tonight. They're going to get started here in just a little bit. There'll be a ton of people here. The fighters will be up there. It'll be televised. And then the night of the show, you know, it's, you know, you've got a band going. You've got people rappelling out of the ceiling.
Whoa.
Santa Claus will be there. You name it, it's going on. And, you know, and then you're going to have all these great fights. These guys have been working out, training, and it's just an amazing time, an amazing show.
How many rounds are the fights? Do the upper weight fights get more rounds,
well,
or the premier fights, like is the undercard one?
There is, everybody gets at least three rounds unless it gets stopped.
Right.
But some of the MMA fights, I believe they got a few more rounds than those. So it just kind of depends on who's fighting and what they're doing. But everybody's at least three rounds. So I believe we've got five fights on the undercard and then seven on the TV time.
And how long have you done MMA? Is that just relatively new?
Yeah, they started it, I think, about 5 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, it brings a whole new thing in. You know, MMA is obviously very popular because of UFC and all the other things. Well, Jesse Finney's got Shamrock Productions, and, you know, they do fights all the time, big fight shows. He's part of this. You know, he's vice president.
Right.
I think you talked to him earlier. A great guy. You know, he brought that into the mix as well.
Well, so this afternoon, as the fighters get here, are the scales back over there where I can't see? I see the microphones.
They're up
back
on.
There.
They're right up there on the stage.
So you'll be able
to see it.
Awesome. And then I asked you, like, is there going to be trash talking or anything like that going on?
Yeah,
does everyone behave themselves to a certain extent?
Oh, you might see a little fun jabbing back and forth talking, but you know, it's not going to be crazy, but. You know, they have fun, you know, and talk back and forth to each other. And
speak to the importance to backstoppers, because that's what this is all about, to raise money for backstoppers. And a lot has been, Jesse pointed some of this out, a lot has been raised over the years. And this event is in large part gets credit for that.
Absolutely. This is the largest fundraiser for the Backstoppers every year. The last 4 years, this event has raised $1 million every year.
Jeez.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So it's hugely important to the Backstoppers. You know, the Backstoppers are going to, you know, take care of our families, $3.5 million a year.
Yeah.
So this is a big part. There's a lot of other events go on, but, you know, that's a huge, huge step forward is this event, all the people who work on it, all the people who fight, and then all the people who show up.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The media component, how long, because this is amazing that it's on TV too now, how long has that happened?
I think this is the third year.
Yeah, it was recent, right?
Yeah, just recently. But, you know, the first 2 years, this event won an Emmy, a local Emmy.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so it's outstanding. And then having you guys involved, and then it's, you know, it's put across the web, you know, that it's on Fight TV, and it'll be all over the world, actually.
And I was looking at some of the, I know that Mark Cox has a role, and he's going to be doing something.
He's going to be ringside in like a tux.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a tux
and
everything.
He's doing the whole thing down there.
Seriously.
He talked about it this morning, and I thought, wow, that's good. I mean, so he's all in.
I didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah.
And then Ackerman has a role. Doesn't Tommy Ackerman from Camo X have
role too? He does the announcer's booth. Uh-huh. Which is a big part of the deal where, you know, they go back and talk and, you know, the play-by-play will be going on there, the fight commentators.
And Jasmine's coming out. Jasmine, who's going to be here today?
Jasmine,
for this?
Jasmine is here.
She's got any time.
Laura Simon's there. Julie Tristan is there.
Yeah, Julie, of course, is in the Odyssey family. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's amazing. And then Jeremy Johnson, he is the volunteer and play-by voice of Shamrock FC Productions, so he's going to be a part of this as well. Yeah, you mentioned Tom. Jesse Finney's going to be on there. Chris Pronger, how about that?
There you
Jasmine
go.
Jasmine is a ringside reporter. Julie Tristan's going to do the winner's interviews, and then you mentioned Laura Simon. That's the what's that going to be about? It says Club Elite, Club Fitness, $100,000 challenge or $100 challenge? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know about that one. I'm just looking at notes
that are on here, so we'll sniff that out a little bit later here.
Yeah, I would have studied harder if I knew there had been a test.
So.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, Carl Middleman gets the in-house music duties like he usually does for the Blues games as well, so I love that. I'm just looking at the list of things. All right, well, the weigh-in's going to start here at 4 o'clock, and again, you can still show up and register right now for the tickets. We have a four-pack. Ethan, I think, has them in his hands right now that we're going to give away in just a short time. And, Greg, we'll let you go kind of take part in all the festivities here this afternoon and inspire people. We were told, Jesse said, maybe 1,000 tickets remain. It's pretty close to a sellout,
right? It's pretty close, and by Wednesday it will be a sellout.
That's
excellent.
Awesome.
It's just amazing. So you fill up the whole Enterprise Center, and it's crazy. It'll be a great time.
How do we elevate the pride of the fighters who don't win the fights? We don't want them to have a terrible Thanksgiving, do we?
No, we don't want them to, but you know what? And, you know, I've always told our fighters, whether they win or lose, there's 18,000 people there that don't have the guts to get in that ring.
100%.
Well, that's an excellent point.
Absolutely.
That is an excellent point.
Absolutely.
Sure.
These guys have trained, work hard, and it'll be a great show.
So awesome.
No matter what happens.
Well, Chief, thanks so much for coming by and everything that you've done with us to promote the event. We really appreciate it. We'll see you out here as we do the weigh-in.
All right. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
We have we'll take a break here. We're going to come back. We do have a live Sue's News for those people who have a fascination with how Sue Thomas does her work. You're going to see it here live in person at Helen Fitzgerald's the next couple hours. Hey, at 4 o'clock, or maybe we'll just do this around the corner, remind me to tell you the story about how the puppy has a new snack.
Oh, good. All right.
It's not the best kind of snack.
Okay.
I'll explain. We're coming back with more. We're live at Helen Fitzgerald's on 97.1 FM Talk. I have some Thanksgiving feast questions for you, Sue Thomas.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm totally ready.
But first, I'm going to tell you the feast that my puppy had at my house. So this dog, I swear to God, he's 8 months old. I got to keep an eye on him,
yes,
right? All right,
well,
so I know that. But he does have the roam of the house now. And sometimes if I'm downstairs, he'll be sleeping on the bed. He just kind of picks his spot, right? So I had lost track of him just for a little bit on Saturday. And I'm like, I'm going to find out where he is. It really wasn't that long at all. He was literally eating the drywall off of the corner of my kitchen wall. He was much like now, mind you, it's exactly in the spot where we feed him.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know if food somehow got. But I intervened relatively early in the process. I think he would have had the whole damn thing eaten if I didn't. So I put something in front of it, and then I put cayenne pepper on it because
now we're
I
talking.
Wanted to see if that would help.
Yes.
But I have to, and you know how handy I am. Explain
well,
that.
Yes,
I expressed that earlier.
We're
when
all
I fixed
jealous.
The toilet.
Yes.
But I got to figure out now. I'm not a drywall expert. I don't hang drywall.
Yes.
But I'm going to try to put a little of that like
mud
repair stuff there,
yeah,
and then
you
paint
can sand it
because
and then
there's
paint
it's not
it.
A big indentation, but it's,
oh good. It's, well, you did catch it early.
Well, it could have been like I'm telling you, if I wouldn't have caught him, I think he would have just kept going.
No,
at
he would have.
Why though? Why would you do that?
I'll tell you what. Lulu ate part of my stairs when she was a puppy. She
so
just gnawed on him. It
yeah.
happens. And
all
then
right.
They had to sand it. And yeah, it
okay.
Seemed...
Thanksgiving questions. Here.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm on the X formerly Twitter this morning doing show prep, right? And I see something from the Associated Press. I follow the biased Associated Press. And there's a video of a woman, an AP smock. I wish I had one of those. And it says, as Thanksgiving gets closer, health experts have one big reminder. I think we've had this debate before. Don't rinse your turkey, chicken, or any other poultry.
Oh.
So, like, I always rinse. I'm a rinser. They say no because here's what happens. Do you know why?
No.
Okay. You rinse, you spread the bacteria,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
You just put it in, the bacteria is killed because
yeah.
the oven kills the bacteria.
Here's the thing. I'm also a briner. And as a briner,
yeah.
I cover the whole thing with salt, and then I have to rinse it.
Right.
I have
okay.
to rinse
all
it
right.
off.
Well, there you go.
So then what I do afterwards is clean the sink.
Right.
I clean the crap out of the sink.
And you've lived
the dawn,
all these years.
And I'm still
Look
alive.
Look at that. It's amazing.
And everyone I've fed
all right.
is also still alive.
Point number two. I'm
yes.
guilty of this as well. Ready for it?
I'm ready.
Washington Post. I was going to say LA Times. Washington Post. Headline. Stop basting your Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh.
I'm a baster.
I'm not a baster.
Okay? I'm not a master baster, but I am a baster.
Good to know.
And I shut
Thank
up,
you, Ethan.
And this person in the Washington Post says, every Thanksgiving I host dinner for friends and family. All the dishes on the table, including the least two kinds, at least two kinds of pie, the best dishes each time, the turkey. Moist, juicy, flavorful. It's the dish that always gets the most compliments and requests for the recipe. It also happens to be the thing I spend the least amount of effort on. My
yes.
secret is just I don't baste.
Yeah,
I'm here to tell
neither.
You that you should stop basting, too. And she says, I speak from experience. From the moment that the turkey goes into the oven
uh-huh.
until the internal temperature reaches 155, I pretty much set it and forget it. I'm usually not someone who offers a hot take, especially ones that will ruffle many feathers. But this is one of the few kitchen practices I've been passionate about for a long time. So I based, I guess I screw this thing up. And
well, you don't screw it up. It's just you're letting cold air in every time you do that.
I agree with that. Now, here's another question for you. So on the, you said you brine and then you rinse.
Yeah.
But on that AP headline that I was talking about,
uh-huh.
if you watch the video, and I can share this with you, she seasons the living daylights
oh, yeah.
out of it. Like
Absolutely.
She seasons all kinds.
Yes.
I don't usually do that.
Oh, you can season. In fact, I'll give you my recipe, but in the... You can stuff that turkey. Oh, you put stuffing in the
yeah,
turkey.
Yeah, we put stuffing in the turkey.
All right, but my salt brine has lemon zest in it.
Okay.
And rosemary and all kinds of crazy stuff to try to get it in there, and then you rinse it off. And
okay,
go.
All right. Because I feel guilty that I haven't really seasoned the turkey properly.
If your turkey has been good, don't worry about it. That's my advice.
All right, I'm going to go with that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back after Fox News. We have more coverage from live at Helen Fitzgerald's. The weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses is just around
excited.
The corner. It's going to take place in a matter of minutes. We'll have Garen Mosby, who is with the St. Louis Fire Department Command Staff Officer. He'll be here to kind of promote the event. We're going to kind of ebb and flow. Trump calls it weave. We're going to weave a little bit with the content. We got Guns N' Hoses. We got a little content like Dennis Hancock, who is my St. Louis County Councilman. Gosh, Sue, I wonder if my road project will come up during that conversation.
No.
Place your bets on that one. David Stokes, who's the president of Guns N' Hoses, not to be confused with the David Stokes at the Show Me Institute, will be here in the 5 o'clock hour. Got a lot of fun, plus an audio cut of the day and more. It's all live at Helen Fitzgerald's, getting ready for Guns N' Hoses Wednesday night at Enterprise Center. The weigh-in is just around the corner. We're coming back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.